Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to CJ of Stoughton, whom we had to cut off to go to the break. CJ, you want to maybe finish out your comments?
Sure. I'd love to be able to respond to you, too. You know, for you to justify this leak really is sad, because I actually have looked to you as far as evaluating courts and that, but you are going to praise this person that has ruined the integrity of our Supreme Court, and so is your party, and that's pretty sad. But again, Tucker Carlson is a pundit, and you make him an issue, but you never make people on the left an issue who say idiotic things like, I'm not even going to go down that road, but there's many examples. And now we got a new information czar from Homeland Security, someone who is now going to be, censoring our speech. And, boy, she did a beautiful job, just as well as we can expect her to do, as well as the Vice President Do-Nothing Harris on the border. She's our border czar, and we've got record illegal undocumented aliens who are future votes for your party, and that's the only reason your party is allowing it to go on. So this is all about a distraction, this whole thing, about the Supreme Court, to take away from the actual performance of the Hunter Biden administration, because they're taking us right down the toilet in our economy and foreign policy. We're seeing it, we're living it, and we feel it. And this isn't going to change people's votes. People who want to get an abortion still can get an abortion. And it's sad that this is going to be now the issue, because that's the only thing the Democrat, liberal, socialist, Marxist Democrats have, is to use this, because the rest of their performance is so abysmal. And so, you know, evaluate some of the other pundits too, because Tucker Carlson is one of the top rated, and Fox is number one for 25 years. Even your station owner goes on Fox. So there's a reason for that, because they're popular and they bring on both sides of issues.
Again, yeah, let me jump in, CJ. You said a mouthful, and I think you deserve a response. And so I'll just pick some of what you said. I can't get all of it, obviously. But when you say that I don't cite pundits critically from the left, you know, you have to. That's not the case. Earlier in this show, in the talking about the Ohio primary, which was in the first hour, you may not have heard it. There was a primary down there between an incumbent Democrat challenged by Nina Turner, who was a Bernie Sanders supporter. And she's the one who attacked Biden and referred to him when they asked, are you going to vote for him? And she said, well, voting for him is like having to eat half an S sandwich and not the whole sandwich. So Biden and Jim Clyburn of South Carolina came up to campaign against her. So I was critical of that on the far left. I always will be. But Tucker Carlson flat out has said that the United States started the war to punish Putin, get him out in return for what he did in the 2016 election. I mean, that's not true. And besides that, that is treason. We have special forces over there. We have trainers. I suspect some of them are in Ukraine, even though we say they're not training these guys. He's putting our troops at risk. I mean, he really is. And then when you're talking about the theft of the opinion, or at least the disclosure of the opinion by what I think is a Supreme Court clerk, I was a law clerk to the chief judge of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago, Tom Fairchild, one of the great judges. And I was his law clerk. That's the court just below the U.S. Supreme Court, along, it's about 10 or 11, a little more now, courts of appeals that are right under the U.S. Supreme Court. It would never have occurred to me to leak anything that I was working with for him, because frankly, he would take us into his chambers and go, okay, you guys all listen to the oral argument. I had another clerk there too. And he'd say, this is how I want it to come out. Do me a draft. And that's what they do. So some clerk drafted that thing at the direction of Alito. And whether it was that clerk or somebody else, probably somebody else, it gets circulated and they leaked it. Now, if that is an offense, obviously you don't countenance that. That said, does there come a time in the history of the country when there is a decision that is so thin yet momentous, 5-4, by people on the court who, in my judgment, were rammed through during lame duck and voted on by senators who lost their elections? Is that legitimate? I don't think it is. And the second thing on that is that if you go back in history, I think if there had been Supreme Court cases like during the slavery era and all that, that were just clearly, clearly wrong, like this one, they didn't have, by the way, law clerks, and they didn't have cars either. They rode the circuit. They rode on horses. They wrote their own stuff in handwriting, if you can believe it. Different technology. Anyway, but the truth of the matter is, I think this was, in this case, a valuable service. I would not have done it with Judge Fairchild, but we never had a case like this that was so momentous, in my view. And let me tell you something about, Tucker Carlson. Moscow just yesterday admitted to kidnapping 2,000 Ukrainian children and taking them forcibly into Russia. 2,000 children away from their parents. And Ukraine said they're lying. It was much more than that. And, you know, there's an historical precedent for that. The Ottoman Empire, back in the 16th century, were in the Balkans. They were in Serbia and Bulgaria. They would kidnap 10-year-old boys in Serbia and Bulgaria, take them to Turkey, forcibly convert them, and then call them Janissaries. And when they got older, they'd send them back to Bulgaria and Serbia to kill their relatives. This guy is acting like the Ottoman invaders from the 16th century. This is wrong. It's just flat out wrong. It's flat out wrong. You know, you criticize the separation by Trump of children of immigrants at the border. How about flat out kidnapping thousands of them and taking them to Russia away from their parents? And Tucker Carlson is supporting Putin. And you can say he's a First Amendment right to. Yeah, he does, but not during wartime. And so the question is this wartime? And that's what we were talking about. And when, in the past, and by the way, this business of the Hunter Biden administration, nobody calls Trump's administration the Jared Kushner administration because he got $2 billion from the Saudi Arabians, or the Ivanka Trump because she got trademarks from China because she's the president's daughter. The truth of the matter is that every president that I can think of in history had a relative who was unsavory in some respect. So Hunter Biden should be investigated, no question. But it doesn't stick to Trump, to Biden. And, I think we can dispense with the Hunter Biden administration. He had nothing to do with it. Ron Johnson, a lot of folks out there go, oh, Ron Johnson. Oh, really, Ron Johnson. Well, he appeared at a meeting of hardcore anti-vaxxers with a guy named Todd Kalender, C-A-L-L-E-N-D-E-R, who's an anti-vax commentator involved in a lawsuit against the Department of Defense for vaccine soldiers. And he said at this in Johnson's presence that vaccines are conduits for the U.S. government to give people AIDS. All right, that's what he said. It's false. And that there should be criminal prosecution of doctors pushing vaccines. In other words, not just Anthony Fauci, but everybody's doctor says you should get vaccinated. How did Johnson respond? Well, first of all, why is he there with a guy like this? Why is he giving legitimacy to a guy like this, saying stuff like that? But no, here's what Johnson said. Quote, you've got to do it one step at a time. Everything you say may be true. But right now, the public thinks that they're safe. So until we get a larger percentage of people who believe what you say, you've got to go slowly. You've got to go step by step. So he said, everything you say may be true. What? That the government is injecting people with vaccines to give them AIDS? Are you kidding me? And but because the public thinks they're safe, which they are, I just got my second booster yesterday. I'm glad I did. Until you get a larger percentage of the people who agree with you, you've got to go step by step. So don't go trying to arrest doctors until people start to doubt because of stuff you're saying and because of my prestige as a U.S. senator. I'm at this meeting with you, and then we can grab the doctors. Now, look, this is the U.S. Senate, okay? This is Wisconsin. Fighting Bob LaFollette was a U.S. senator from Wisconsin. So was Bill Proxmire. So was Gaylord Nelson. So is Herb Cole. So were some giants of the Senate. And you have a guy saying this, saying everything you say may be true when the guy's going, this is AIDS. And this is flat out wrong. This is flat out disgusting. And it should be put a stop to. And that means Democrats winning the election in November. We're going to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind, hey, Robert?
Good morning. Really, with this Supreme Court, you know, the leaking and everything, you know, they're so focused on the leak rather than the policy. I guess I'm just tired of the Democratic Party being, you know, a day late and a dollar short. You know, they knew this was coming for a while. And, you know, they talked about, you know, having rotating limits or expanding the court or making changes to it in some manner. But they always seem to get caught flat-footed. You know, they're so focused on, you know, attacking their progressive wing where the energy is. You know, we just saw it again in Ohio 11 with Chantel Brown. You know, she joined the progressive caucus the day before Nina Turner decided to run, you know, and she's backed by fossil fuels, large farmer. Republicans backed her in the last election. Mark Mellman and the pro-Israel PAC. You know, basically put out, you know, straight lies about what her positions were on issues. And, you know, with redistricting, she lost again. It just seems like that they're spending so much energy, you know, fighting the people that are on the left flank that they're not focused on the larger strategy and pushing the ball down the field. It seems like the Republicans or the conservatives
are laser focused. I've got to go to a break. I will respond to you after the break. Thank you for calling in. There are other people on the line. John and Madison, do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break, 844-967-2789.